Okay, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Aleph that Rebbe used to have vegetables on his table, all these fancy vegetables, even in the off-season. Even when no one else was able to have those vegetables, he had them. And the Gemara says in Ksuvis and Daf Kuv Dalet that when Rebbe died and he left this world, he lifted up his hands and he said, I didn't benefit from this world even from my little pinky. So Tosus asks, how could that be? On one hand, it says that he had all these vegetables even on the off season. On the other hand, it says that he didn't benefit from this world. Which one is it? So Tosus says that he had it on his table, but he himself didn't eat it. He gave it to his guests. He himself didn't benefit from it. But the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, in Simei Reish Lamed Aleph, says a different answer. He says, of course Rebbe ate the food. He ate those vegetables. So then how could it say that he didn't benefit from it? Says the Vilna Gaon, because he ate them in order so that he could serve Hashem better. He knew that through eating these fruits, Tosfos over there says it helped with the digestive system. He knew that he'd be able to function, he'd be healthier, and be able to serve Hashem better. And therefore, he didn't benefit from this world. Because everything that he was doing, even eating delicacies, was for the sake of Hashem. And we see from there, that with the easy switch of a mindset, a person's mundane act could change to something holy. I once heard from Chaim Brim, was one of the Gedolim of the last generation. Every night, on his way home from the Kollel, he would take a taxi, and he used to tell the taxi driver, he said, I'm jealous of you. So the driver turned around, he said, you're jealous of me? You're the big rabbi, I'm a taxi driver. He said, yeah, because all day long from morning to night, all you do is chesed. All day long, you're taking people from where they are to where they have to go. Meaning even a taxi driver who we would assume is driving the cab in order to make money for his own business, but with a quick switch of a mindset, he could change what he's doing into an act of chesed all day long. And that's something that we have to realize, that our mindset is very crucial in everything that we're doing. There's a story told about the great Volozhiner Yeshiva. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he had to raise money for his yeshiva. And he had a fundraiser. And the guy would go for many years from door to door, from town to town to raise the money. And he started getting a little older. And it was difficult for him to go ahead and walk by foot from town to town. So he said, you know, I think it's time to retire. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, no, we need you, you're good at it, you have a lot of potential, we're going to buy you a horse and buggy. So you're going to be able to go much more easily to the different places to raise the money, the much needed funds for the yeshiva. So he got to a certain house, a certain man who was very generous in the past years, always used to give money. And the guy said to him, I'm not giving you any money this year. He said, what? Every year you give money. This year, all of a sudden, you're not giving any money. Did something happen to your business? No, actually, I made a lot more money this year. So then why aren't you giving any money? He said, because I give my money to people to learn Torah. I don't give money to a horse and buggy. I don't want to support the horse and buggy. I want to support the people learning Torah. And the fundraiser was dismayed. He went back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner and he told him the story. And the next time they went on the trip, Reb Chaim Volozhiner actually was there. And they went to this person's house and he said, no, can we have money? He said, I already told you, I don't give to the horse and buggy. And he told him the following Dvar Torah from last week's Parsha. It says that Bezalel, when all the donations came into the Mishkan, people were giving gold, Bezalel would think very much about the person that was giving the money, and based on the donation, he would decide where that gold would go. Would it go for the Aron? For the Ark? Would it go for the other parts of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Would it go for the lesser holy parts? Where would this money go? And Reb Chaim Volozhiner explained, I don't understand, gold is gold, what's the difference? It's the same gold. He said, no. Because based on the intentions of a person, that is how far the chesed, the tzedakah goes. And therefore, if the person's intentions are completely pure, that money, that gold has to go for the Holy of Holies, has to go for the Aron. With a less pure his intention, okay, he has to go to a place that's a little bit less kadosh, etc., etc. And he said to the man, if your intentions in giving your money are pure, it's going to go to the person learning the Torah. If it's less pure, then it's going to go to the horse and buggy. And it's important, as we're sitting in this room and we're having a good time, maybe even with winning some prizes, maybe a little bit of competition going on, who knows? But we have to remember what we're doing and why we're doing it. Because all the fun and the competitive nature and everything that's going on in this room, if we just think that we're realizing that we're doing this for Kiddush Hashem, that we're doing it to bring Hashem's name into this world so that more people could enjoy the incredible Torah, the beauty of Judaism that we ourselves are experiencing here in Eshet Torah, if we say that's our intention, okay, yeah. We're enjoying the food also, and we're enjoying the prizes, and we're enjoying the competition, etc., having a good time with our friends. But our intention is for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name and bringing more of the Torah and Hashem into this world. So then every single thing that we're doing right now is a Kiddush Hashem. Every single thing that we're doing right now is a mitzvah of the highest caliber. And we should be zocha that with that switch of a mindset, that not only will be more successful and we will be able to open up the gates of blessing from Hashem to help us be successful, but we'll also creating a Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name, the greatest level, even as we're doing what we're doing today. We should have a lot of atzlacha in this campaign, Shavua Tov in general, and continued success.